What is going on, world? This is James Lott, aka JT, and I want to welcome you to another special episode of my podcast. This is the JTL Show. For those of you who have not listened before, go back, check out the past episodes, get a good foundation for what it is that I'm doing with this podcast and why I even started it. Now, I truly believe that every person has a story. Every person can bring some type of value based on their experiences, based on their mindset, to every aspect of life. So getting those people's stories out there and also sharing my perspective on a lot of things is the reason why I wanted to start this podcast. Now, for today's episode, I want to talk about something that you probably hear a lot and that you probably wonder, what are people talking about? If you're into self-development in that space, you know, there's a lot of fluff. But one thing that I'm starting to hear a lot of and what I'm starting to see a lot of is the concept of a big why. You hear people say, well, what is your big why? Oh, my big why is what is driving me. Oh, my big why this, my big why that. And you might be wondering, well, what is that? What is a big why? What is my big why? And to me, what a big why is the single or several things that drive you to better your situation and to get up every day, especially in if you're an entrepreneur or even if you're not, if you're working a 9-to-5 job. What is the reason that you're getting up every day and trying to better yourself? Because I truthfully believe that although it is super easy as humans to get comfortable with our situations financially, physically, emotionally, that we always do want better for ourselves, and yet it is our habits that prevent us from doing that. Now, whether or not we realize it or not, there really is driving factors and driving forces that push us to do the things that we don't want to do. And that is what a big why is. For example, if you're working at a 9-to-5 job that you absolutely hate, but you have to do it in order to provide for your family, your big why is your family. Your big why is to make money so that you can provide for them. That is what your big why is. Now, you can dig a little bit deeper. And I know for myself, of course, money is always a motivating factor in every job, every thing that we do in order to make money. It's a big deal. That is something that's super important. However, if you go a little bit deeper than that, there is a driving factor. What does money provide you? It provides you freedom, provides you resources, provides you the ability to make decisions without having to think about finances. But what is it? Why are those things important to society, to us as individuals, to me? And again, I'm speaking, you know, for myself, but I know for me, the reason why I desire to attain a good amount of finance is financial security, financial freedom, is so that I can level up my family legacy and leave a legacy that where when I pass away, hopefully it's in 100 years, that my great-great-great-grandkids can look back and be like, damn, Grandpa JT absolutely killed it. And because of him, we have a lot more opportunities. So for me, my big why is a legacy, to leave a legacy. If you look at a lot of generational family trees, you typically will see each generation improving in some way, whether it be financially, whether it be education wise. Typically, that is what happens. So, you know, I look at my parents. Mom came from a Hispanic family. Her grandparents came from Mexico. My dad came from a Black family in the rural south in Texas, and both of them were able to improve their lives and improve their family name, their situations through generations. So for example, my dad's great grandparents were slaves. Grandparents were in South Texas, farmers, ranchers. Parents were hard workers. My grandma was, you know, she was a nurse. In houses though, so she would help deliver babies back in the day, and she would clean houses as well to, you know, to make ends meet. And then my grandpa, he worked on the railroad. Unfortunately, he passed away on working on the railroad when my dad was 12 years old. And then my dad's family, all majority of them were all college educated, all played sports, even at a professional level. And then work professionally in the corporate world as well. And just looking at that situation, that is typically the progression, right? Grandparents, and you hear this all the time, especially from people that immigrated here to America. Grandparents are, you know, immigrate here to America. They push education and jobs onto their kids. Their kids do the same thing to their kids. Their kids do the same thing to their kids. And over time, the generations improve both financially and education wise. And typically that is what happens. And yet there's also situations where you see the family tree kind of being stagnant. And that is an example of that would be somebody who grows up in the hood, so to say, and education really isn't pushed on them. They're not exposed to a lot of opportunities, so they don't push that onto their kids. So then their kids go through the same cycle. They're exposed to the same things that their parents were. And then over time, that keeps on going the same way over time. You know, so you either see the family tree staying stagnant or improving. And I know for myself, I wasn't born into poverty. I wasn't born in a situation where I lacked, fortunately, you know, and yet I was exposed to how it was like for other people and what it was like to not have as well. You know, I was exposed to that. So my perspective is a little bit different, but as a result of my parents leveling up in their situation, their lives, and for their generation, I feel like it's my responsibility to do the same. You know, it's like, you grow up all the time in luxury. Your kids, when you have kids, they're going to be used to that. And then their level of normal is going to be a lot higher than a lot of other people. So, you know, for me, that is my big why. That is my big driving factor. And it is really to level up my family. And again, to have my great grandkids look at me, look at a picture of me and be like, damn, he leveled up. He gave us opportunities, you know, and it comes down to generational wealth in every type of way possible, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, generational wealth, that is the key. And you hear that term a lot too, big Y, generational wealth, you know, and I take that responsibility upon myself to leave that legacy. Because there's no reason why it can't happen. And I truly believe that in today's society, we have no excuse to not be successful at whatever it is that we want. We live in a generation where technology allows us to literally go and Google anything that we want. So when I hear people make excuses, it frustrates me, because it's like, we have every opportunity in the world to do something. We have all the access in the world to do something. So what is your big why? What drives you every day? Are you out there grinding for your first name or grinding for your last name? Because it's easy to kind of play and have a woe is me attitude when stuff isn't working out. But
it's not just you that you're working for. You're working for your future. You're working for your future kids, for your family. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're going to be in position to be able to take care of things that are necessary. You know, at my age now, I'm 28. I realize that my parents are getting older. They might not be able to take care of themselves for very long. They might need somebody to step up and to take care of them, whether that be financially or, you know, literally have them live with you or whatever. And we're all in that situation. Most of us are, you know, where there is somebody out there that's relying on, and there is people out there that are relying on you that you don't even know. So with that idea that you have, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, it's selfish of you to not take advantage and to not do it. You're being driven to do something. You feel like you want to do something, but do you think that idea comes to you for no reason? That desire, that drive? I don't think so. I think that whatever it is you believe, God, the universe, whatever, instills those desires into you because that is what you're meant to be and that is your purpose. And for you to not walk in your purpose is the ultimate level of selfishness. Because we're all put on this earth to do something. So we're all put on this earth to be great. And yet if we're not fully executing on that greatness and fully being in our purpose, living out and being pushed by our big why, then what the hell are we here for? So with that, you know, take that, take it how it is. I'm going to cut this one a little bit shorter. We're running about 12 minutes now. But that is today's episode on the big why. What is your big why? Think about it. Write it down. Figure it out. And really just go into every day knowing that there is more out there than what meets your eye. You can make an impact. You can truthfully make a difference in this world. And if you don't think that you can, walk down the street, see a homeless person, and understand that your situation isn't as bad as it really could be. So with that, I'm going to end it. Be sure to check me out on all platforms. I changed my Instagram handle to @soldbyalot, and that is with 2 T's. Obviously, if you have any questions regarding real estate, please feel free to reach out to me. You know, I'm here to really help you in building that generational wealth and to making sure that you're on the right path to financial success, as I'm on the journey with you as well. Check me out on soulbylot.com,
Facebook, Soul by Lot. Just Google Soul by Lot. You know, I'm out there. However you want to reach out to me, please feel free. But with that, I hope you can take this going into the weekend and absolutely kill it. Do what you're supposed to do. Live in your purpose. Figure out your big why. And have a great weekend. Deuces.